K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Tuesday morning. Feels like so later than it is, with the sun out already here in Kansas City, Missouri, Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode. This is your very, 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 very first time listening to an episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. All right, so K-State men's golf. I almost said women's golf. We already know what the K-State women's golf are doing. Getting ready for the national championships, right? So now, flipping the script, I totally forgot. Well, I actually said, well, nope, hold on. I said this in the weekend preview last week. K-State men's golf are now in the regionals. And after day one of the NCAA Remington Regional, K-State men's golf tied for fourth right now. And I think Ash is going to start pretty soon as I record this podcast right now. So I'm a little too wound up. But anyways, how about this? Finally, a Cooper Schultz signed. We found him. Cooper Schultz led the way for K-State in sitting on top of the leaderboard individually. Currently heading into the second round of today's action out there in Bremerton, Washington, NCAA Bremerton Regional for the men's golf team. So right now, yeah, Cooper Schultz, where was this all season? I know it's just one round, but Cooper Schultz has been very subpar this year. And I went on a rant, or have been on many rants, about Cooper Schultz, and he's way better than he's shown this year. But at the right time, you want to be playing your best the right time. I said this on both podcasts last week. Hopefully Cooper Schultz can carry that momentum for the rest of the week. So right now he's on top of the leaderboard individually, while his team is sitting in the last transfer spot heading into today's second round of the 2025 NCAA Bremerton Regional there, out there in Bremerton, Washington. They traveled all the way out there, out west. So that's challenges for themselves out there. Let's check in with Grant Robbins, the head coach of the men's golf team after day one. Quote, it was a pretty solid round overall for us today. Quote, Cooper played great and Eaton came up big with a solid even par round. The course is playing very difficult with extreme firm greens. We just need to stay patient and focus on the process and keep chipping away, end quote there as well. So right now, it looks like K-State, as I'm looking at this leaderboard, two over the team side anyways, tied with South Florida for that spot. Well, Cats are a shot, or yeah. So right now, they're actually, what did I say? Yeah, they're tied for fourth right now with South Florida. So again, the same applies with what the women's golf team had to do, right? They were seated fifth. Now, we didn't do a preview on this, so I have to go back and see where they're coming in at. We'll come back on here later on tonight to see where K-State men's golf at after day two. So we'll be back right back here later on tonight for that. So South Florida, K-State, tied for that last spot. One shot behind Colorado. Another four to Arizona. And this has been the theme of this postseason. Florida State, on the women's golf side, won the regional, right? That K-State was. Of course, K-State, Florida State, Georgia Southern, I think USC all transferred to the national championships. Right now, Florida, on the men's golf side, sitting there, leading after day one. And round two is about to get underway here very shortly. 9-under on the team side, heading into these rounds. So, yeah, K-State. Woo, K-State, Florida, yeah, they're right there on the cutoff line. They need to stay right there. Hey, at worst, you got to at least put yourself in position. So if they can hold serve, that'll be huge. If at worst, fall back outside the cut line. I know that's saying, what are you talking about? But you cannot fall any further than that. You got to give yourself a chance there as well. And you have to have Cooper Schultz deal with what he did yesterday. Cooper Schultz, speaking of which, in over Kansas, tied with Florida's Luke Poulter, 4-under, par 68. Where was this all season long? So hopefully this is a bit of momentum, a bit of momentum boost for Cooper. we have not said his name first, really. It feels like all season long there as well. So we know Cooper Schultz, if he gets on one of these runs, freshman, sophomore, he was really, really good. And then, of course, junior, he took a step back. I feel like this year he took even a couple more steps back. But, hey, it's all it could be made up all in one if he can carry this team into the national championships. But it's only day one, so we got to put a hold on that until I have to see what happens day two there. But this is a big momentum boost here for Cooper here. Let me see. This is his round tie for the second best 18-hole score by a Wildcat in K-State NCAA Regional. And then you got to go back to Tim Tillman's. When we came on this spot, when we started this K-State podcast, of course, Tim Tillman's shot 67 back in 2022 in the NCAA Norman Regional. We all remember that, right? Ian McQuarrie and Coach Robbins mentioned Ian, even bar 72. So you need those guys. You can see what they're doing. And Ian from transferred to K-State from Missouri State, St. Louis, there as well. Kobe Volacek tied for 32nd at a two over there. Nicholas Mason, the other senior, tied for 47th. And Eric Sabelstern Holmberg, the freshman, tied for 66th after putting up an eight over there as well. And oh, thank you. Thank you for the little bit of reminder notes right here. So K-State, well, I don't have to go back any further. K-State came into this regional 10th. 10 seed. Ooh, so already sitting in upset position. But again, let's not jump ahead of ourselves here. Hopefully, again, they can carry this momentum, and they're going to have to, Cooper Schultz and Ian McQuarrie need a backup what they did yesterday. They had to give K-State a chance, right? So, look, Wildcats, woo, seeded 10th, and they're tied for 4th heading into this morning's action out there in Washington. And look, they're out of right now, coming into today's Tuesday's round, five teams, right? Utah seeded 3rd, South Carolina 4th, Charlotte number 7, KU 9th, KU 8th, hell yeah, Colorado State 9th. so damn. So there, yeah, I figured, you know, like, what? How did K-State sneak in? How did K-State miss golf sneak in the regional? I have no question about that. But hey, you gotta take advantage of it. And so far after day one, K-State, Grant Robbins, head coach of this team, and Cooper shows the story after day one. You need to carry that momentum. Momentum is so huge in college athletics. If you've been following this podcast for a while, or since the very beginning of this very podcast, however you want to say it, college momentum is so huge. So we'll see what happens after day here this morning. We'll keep our eyes open. K-State currently tied right now. Hopefully they can untie themselves, or at least give themselves a chance to get themselves into the national championship. How about this, folks? What a developing story already on the men's golf side. So K-State men's golf sitting for a tie right now for 4th. And who was the team? I forgot the team. Oh, yeah, yep, that's what I thought. Okay, I didn't want to get the team wrong. South Florida, yeah, South Florida right now as action is about to begin, or actually, it's West Coast time, so it's going to be a minute. But later on today, round 2 will start. I forget, got to remind myself, Washington, it's over on the Pacific side. So that's where Alex Aiden's at. So there we go on that update from the NCAA Bremerton Regional after day one. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record Kansas State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. Alex was busy yesterday, so we moved everything. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast will record Thursday, and that's probably going to be perfect because Friday's my day off. Not from work, but from training. So we'll keep it together on Thursday night. So that will work out pretty fine there on that. But again, check out the latest episode over there on the Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast, for more bonus content of the Pro Project podcast. And of course, tell one K-State fan about the Pearl Project podcast. And yes, for those of you interested or should be interested, yes, another K-State podcast iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, make sure you hit that like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Purple Project Podcast. Every time we upload content daily, yes, daily, every single day, including Saturday and Sunday, y'all be first to be notified about it. That's going to wrap things up on this NCAA Men's Golf Regional Update Edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Ayton, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. What will K-State Men's Golf do in day two of the NCAA Bremerton Regional? We'll find out here in a little bit. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.